Begin the current daf, Mesech the Sanhedrin daf, Pei Gimel. Begin 10 lines down for the top of the Yemen, where the Gemara continues with the discussion in the previous daf, and that is, the Gemara ultimately refuted Rav Sheshes, who he had responded to the question asked of him regarding the halacha of our Mishnah of Kohen Shishimish B'tumah, which our Mishnah said as in other unconventional types of death penalties, which are not done through the courts, rather the young ones of the county, they take that Kohen out back, and they break his head with clubs. So the question was asked, but is such a person that's Mishamesh B'tumah, if he does the avoid the Mesamigdash in the state of ritual impurity, is he Chai Mesamigdashim or not? He said no. And that the Gemara ultimately refuted from the Brisa that says Ve'elohin Shabbat Misa, and one of them is Tamish Hashimish, where you see that there is a Chai of Misa. But now the Gemara, once it mentioned that, elaborates and elucidates that Brisa in its entirety. Gufa, we learned in that Brisa, it says Ve'elohin Shabbat Misa, and these are individuals who are Chai Misa B'deshimayim, death at the hands of heaven for regarding the sin that they did, which the entire Brisa, the Gemara is going to learn from Sukkim later on. And they are ho'echles, a tevel, if someone eats untithed produce. The koin tamei sha'ochal truma tahar, if an impure koin eats truma that's tahar. Bizar sha'ochal as a truma and a non-koin that eats truma. Bizar sha'shimish and a non-koin who does the avoid in the base of Migdash. Vitamei sha'shimish, which is that one that we brought, which refuted Rav Sheshes, that if a tamei koin does the avoid in the base of Migdash. Vitful yem sha'shimish, and even if he already immersed himself, but he did not yet have sundown yet, and he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, that he gets Misa. Mechusa begadim, if he doesn't have all the priestly garments that he's supposed to be wearing. Mechusa kapara, if he's even lacking atonement, which is even if he immersed himself in the mikveh, and he even had sundown, but there's still karbanos that he has to bring for his purification process. Vishalei ruchatz yadam reglayim, if he didn't wash his hands and his feet from the kir waters. Vishtu yayin, if he drank wine, or furu roish, or if his hair is too long, which is already 30 days past that he didn't cut his hair, those individuals are going to get misa b'dei shemayim. Aval bad orel, if someone is uncircumcised, where the reason why he didn't even circumcise is because actually his brothers passed away when they were circumcised, so therefore the halacha is he's not supposed to be circumcised. But, however, he's still not supposed to do that avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does, or v'einin, or if someone that is an einin where his close relative passed away that day and he does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, or if someone does the avodah v'yeshev and he's sitting as he's doing that, all these individuals, the Gemara tells him in the second paragraph of Tezvachim Beis that their service is considered desecrated. It's not a valid avodah. Even so, einin b'misa. They don't get the death penalty, elabasar. Rather, there's only a negative prohibition that they're violating, which the Gemara later on is going to explain on the next daf, the source for that. Now, regarding a balmum, a koyin that has a blemish, which the Torah tells him he's not supposed to do the avodah, and he does do the avodah, so Rebbe Yemi b'misa, he says he gets the death penalty, he gets death at the hands of heaven, v'chacham ayim bazar, whereas the sages say that he only violates a negative prohibition, and the Gemara later on is going to explain that machlokes too. Continues the Braisa, hizid b'me'ila, if someone had pleasure from hektish, which there's a prohibition of misappropriation of me'ila, and he does this deliberately, so Rebbe Yemi b'misa, he says that he dies at the hands of heaven, v'chacham ayim bazar, whereas the sages say that he only gets a negative prohibition. So now the Gemara explains in detail each one of these halachas. We said that if someone eats untithed produce, he gets death at the hands of heaven. Menalan, ask the Gemara, where do we know this from? The Amar Shmuel Mishum Reb Elazar says, he says this halacha, from where do we know that someone eats tevel that he's going to get misa b'dei shemayim? Because the pasuk says in the Mayikra, v'lo yichalu es kodesh b'nei yisrael, that they should not desecrate the holiness of the Jewish people. Eis asha yirimu l'Hashem, which they will separate to Hashem. Yarimu, they will separate, talks about basidim lichum akasa medaba. That must mean that the pasuk is talking about something that ultimately will have truma separated from it, which refers to tavel, which doesn't have separated yet. And that the Torah is telling you that lo yichalim, they should not create a desecration, which is this thing that ultimately will have separated, which is now not, which is tavel. Don't eat that, because or else that's considered echil. And the yal of chil l'chil mitruma, now we can learn in Gzeir Shava, where it's talking about tavel of chil, and then it says chilu by truma, which in that context, the pasuk tumah, if someone eats truma in a state of tuma, where the pasuk says umesu boy, that he will die ki yichaluhu, because he has desecrated. Ma'al halam b'misa, it's just like over there, the person that's tummy that's eating truma is going to get misa. Afkam b'misa, here also where it says chilu, he's going to get misa b'dei shemayim. And that asks the Gemara, why do you learn the gzeirah shava from truma where there it says chil in here. It says chil in just like there. It's mesa b'dishamem here too. But v'nei lef chil chil minaiser. There's another halachic context that talks about the word chil by noiser, which is a carbon that's left over from its designated time that's allowed to be eaten. And it says in the pasuk over there, ki has kodesh Hashem chil, because he has desecrated the holiness of Hashem. Which, so you should say the following Zereshava. Ma'ala halam, because just like over there by Noiser, if someone regarding leftover a carbon, that its prohibition is punishable for Karis. Avkam b'Karis, there are also words Karis. Karis and Misa Deshamayim is different. They're both death at the hands of heaven, but there are different criteria to them. So how do we know that it's Misa Deshamayim? Maybe we should be Karis learned that from Noiser. So the Gemara, Mistabar Mitruma Havalimel, is more logical to say that we learn out the halachas of eating Tevel from eating Truma in a state of impurity. Why? Shekain, because the following mnemonic are all the parallels that apply to Tevel and by Truma. First of all, Truma. This one is Toma, where the person that's Tama is eating Truma. And Tevel has Truma mixed into it, which was not separated yet. So do they share Chutz La'aretz? They both do not pertain to produce that's grown out of Eretz Yisrael. In contrast to Neiser, a carbon left over its designated time, that applied even in the Midbar, or at times when the Bama, which everyone's allowed to have their own private Mizbeach, applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, even out of Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, Hutra, that there is a permissibility for the prohibition, which is the Tevel has a permissible way out, which is when he's mafrit shuma, now the produce is permitted. And so too, this person has a permission for his iser when he immerses himself in the mikveh, and then he's permitted to the truma. In contrast to Neiser, there's no heter for the iser of Neiser. Once it's left over its designated time, there's no way to eat it. Berabim, they also share that both of them have the terminology of chil in the plural. It says v'lo yichalu, and here also it says ki yichaluhu. In contrast to Neiser, it says it in the singular, it says Kodesh Hashem Chilel. So to Peiris, they're both produce, regarding the eating of the Truma and the Tevel, they're both produce, in contrast to Neiser, which is the carbon. And Pigel v'Neiser, and that is that by Tevel and Truma, there's no halach of Pigel, which is a certain machshava, the one who's doing the avoid, that has a mind to do it inappropriately, or Neiser of leaving it over. That only applies to Kodshim, only by Neiser. So therefore, since they have all those parallels, it makes sense to learn it out from Truma and not from Neiser. The Gemara is adrab, to the contrary. It's logical to learn out the halach of eating Tevel from Neiser, Shekin, because they share commonalities too. First of all, psul eichel. Both Neiser and Tevel, they're both things that are, there's something wrong with the food itself. In contrast, the case of Truma, there the invalidation is not in the food itself in the Truma, it's in the person's body who's coming to eat it. Because when the pasuk says ki yichaluhu, because they desecrate, it's talking about when the person has tumas aguf, the kayin, and then they're eating Truma that's tar. So that's unlike Tevel and Neiser, which are both something wrong with the food. And also, in lo heter b'mikvah. Both by Tevel and Neiser, there's no way of purifying that food, the Tevel or the Neiser in the mikvah. In contrast, someone, a kohen that's tummy, with regard to eating his truma, he could purify himself in the mikvah, and then he could go ahead and eat his truma. So we see that there are commonalities between Neiser and Tevel. So it's more, yeah, but Hanach Nefishin. The commonalities that Tevel shares with Truma is more than what it shares with Neiser, and therefore the Gzer Shav is learned out from a Kain Tameh that's eating Truma, which is Misa B'dei Shemayim, not Karas. Ravinam, he says a different answer. He says, Chil Derab, Mechil Derab, Adif. The Gzer Shav is from Chil. Both by Tevel and by Truma, it says it in the plural. So that Gzer Shav makes more sense than learning out from Neiser, which says it in the singular. The Gemara continues to explain the Brayis. It said, "B'kain tamei she'achol truma tahara." A kain that's tamei that eats truma that's tahar. So manolon, where do we know that it's meisa b'dei shemayim over there? Which exactly where we just know the previous halacha from Tevel, but where do we know the halacha itself? Says so the Gemara, "Damash Shmuel, because like Shmuel said, minayin l'kain tamei. From where do we know a kain that's tamei she'achol truma tahar that eats truma that's tahar should be meisa b'dei shemayim, that he gets death at the hands of heaven?" That's because it says in the pasuk in Vayikra. And the pasuk over there is talking about to kahanim that are tamei in Parshas Emor, like it says, ish ish mizera aron, if it's going to become tamei. So the pasuk there says, v'shamru es mishmarti, that they should safeguard my safeguarding, v'lo yisru lavchet, and they should not then carry sin. Again, this is talking about regarding a kain that's tamei, regarding the mishmeris of truma. V'kayim, etc., the pasuk says, because umesuba, because they're going to die through it, ki yichaluk is going to desecrate it. So you see that a kain tamei that partakes from truma that's tar, from something that's kaidish, is going to get umesuba, is going to die. Now, once we introduce this, the Gemara now just clarifies regarding that halach of Shmuel, who he was explaining this halach of the Brais of tamei she'achol truma tahira. So the Gemara is medayik that tahira in, that's specifically only if the kain tamei is eating truma that's tar, but tamei alai. But if he partakes from truma that's tamei, that is no death penalty if he eats it in a physical state of impurity. Because the Amar Shmuel, Amar Beliazi, he said, minayin l'kayin tamei, from what do we know regarding if the kayin's tamei? She'achal truma tamei, that if he eats truma that's tamei, although that's forbidden, but she'ein b'misa there, there's no death penalty. There's no death by the hands of heaven. Shema, because the pasuk that we quoted before says, u'meisuba, and he dies through it, ki yichalaluhu, because he has desecrated that thing of kedusha, that of the truma. As a continued tamid beis, prat, that excludes lazu, in this case, when the truma itself is already tamei, she'muchalel is v'oy medis, it's already desecrated, it's already tamei, there he's not going to get misa b'dei shemayim. The Raisa continued and said, "Bizar she'achal es truma. If a non-kain eats truma, he gets misa b'dei shemayim." Now, however, Amar Rav, the Gemara tells that Rav said, "Zar she'achal es truma. If a non-kain eats truma, not misa b'dei shemayim. Rather, loike gets lashes." So, Amri le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi le Rav. They said to Rav, "Leima mar b'misa. Why doesn't the master say that if a zar eats truma, he gets misa b'dei shemayim, not just lashes?" Because the Chassid, the pasuk says in Yikra, and it says it after where it said umesu bay kichalu, that it spoke about getting the death penalty. It says later on, v'chol zar lo yichal kaidish, any non-kain should not eat this kaidish. And that whole parasha, although it says the word kaidish, is talking about truma, because the context in the Yikra it says uvah hashemesh v'tir, that if the sundown, then he's tahar, and then it says v'acha yichal kachim, then he could eat from kachim, because then he could eat truma. Which, although it says kachim, because the kapara, the atonement of bringing his carbon the next day, is not ma'akev, in contrast, but kachim, he's not allowed to eat until he brings his kapara. So it's talking about truma. So we see that it says, regarding the prohibition of a zar of eating truma, it says it right after umesu b'kichalu. So you see that this misa b'deshamayim, why you, Rav, are saying that it's only malchus. So that answers Rav, ani Hashem mekadosham, this that it says there in the pasuk, I am Hashem who sanctified them, hifsike inyan. That interrupts and interposes between the word umesubai and the where it talks about kol zar, where it sounds like that the misa b'dei shemayim is only going right there in the context where it's talking about regarding the kahanim, that's tamei, and because of his tumah, but not on the later part where it says v'chol zar, that the umesubai is not going on because something gets in the way, and rather, like Rav says, it's only going to be malchus. But the Gemara still asks meisvei from the brisa that we quoted before. The brisa says clearly be'elohen shabim misa, and these are those that get misa b'dei shemayim. And one of them is zara oichlasa truma. If the non-kain eats truma, so I say it's only lashes. That answers the Gemara masnita the Rav Karamas. You're asking a contradiction on Rav from a brisa. Rav Tana who palik Rav as a Tana. He's the beginning of the Merum, the end of the Tanoic period, and he could disagree with the brisa. And therefore, yes, the brisa says misa b'dei shemayim. He says only lashes. Raisa continued and said, "Bizar shashimish, if a non-kohen does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, he gets misa b'dei shemayim." This is like it says in pasuk in Bamidbar, "V'hazar hakar v'yumis." This is clearly in the Torah that the non-kohen who comes near to do the avodah will surely die misa b'dei shemayim. So to the Raisa says, "V'tamei shashimish, if a non-kohen, if a kohen that's tamei does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, which was that which we had been discussing from our mission for the previous staff, where he's also going to get misa b'dei shemayim." So the Gemara says, how do you know that? He asked him this question, where do we know that a kohen tamei that does that avodah misa mikdash is going to get misa b'dei shemayim? So he said, because it says in pasuk Yikra, daber al haran v'al banim, speak to Haran and to his sons. They should separate from the holiness, the holy things of the B'nai Yisrael, meaning they should stop from doing the avodah, and they should not desecrate my holy name. So you see that regarding that doing the avoda in the state of tumah, it says a lashon chil. Now, v'yol of chil chil mitruma. We learn that gzeir shav from truma, where it also says chil, where malahal b'misa, as we established before, just like when the kain tummy eats truma taira, he gets misa de shemayim. Afkam misa here also, where it talks about the kain tummy doing the avoda, where it says chil is also going to be if he does it misa de shemayim. On that, as the gemara, similar as we had a discussion on like this gzeir shav learning out from truma. B'nei of chil l'chil min naiser. Why don't we gzeir shava from naiser, from eating from a carbon that was left over its designated time, and say mal al karis, just like over there, the punishment is not misa b'dei shemayim, but rather karis. Afkan karis, here also it's karis, and not misa b'dei shemayim. Says Gemara, mistab, it's logical mitruma havelil melef, that they should learn this out of kain sheshimish betuma from truma and not from naiser. Why? Shekain, because a tummy that was did the avodin misa migdash. And the tamei that ate truma, which are these two categories of lenei the gzeir shava of chil chil, both of them are invalidations of guf. It's something with their body. They're both cases talking about the kohen's tamei. Moreover, they're both tamei. They're both talking about that their invalidation with their body is in tuma. Moreover, they are both have permissibilities. They both have heterim if they go ahead and they immerse themselves in the mikvah. Moreover, it's that Berabim, both of them are that they're, when it says chil regarding them, it says it in the plural. So since there's all those commonalities, it makes sense to learn that from Tomei that was a Trumatira to this Tomei Shashimish Betoma. And that is the Gemara Adrabah, to the contrary, Minaisa have Lil Melech. They should have learned it from Naisa that it's Karis, Shekein Kaidish, because both a Tomei that does the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash and he's evolved in Kachim, and Naisa is also Kaidish regarding a carbon, in contrast to a coin that's eating Truma, where that's not Kachim. Moreover, they're both pinim. They're both done inside the Beis HaMikdash, in contrast to Truma that's not eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. And Pigul V'Naiser, where that is, if one has a machshava of bringing it out of the time or being left over, which applied to Kachim, in contrast to Truma. So maybe we should learn out from Naiser and not from Truma. And it should be Karis and not Beis HaMikdash. And so the Gemara, Chil D'Rab Mechil D'Rab Adav, even though they're equal, but it's still better to learn out from Truma and not from Naiser, because ultimately the actual Gzer Shava is the word of Chil, and they're both plural in contrast to Naiser, which is in the singular, and therefore make more sense to learn out that's Misib Deshemayim from Kain Tome that Alchot Truma to the Kain Shashimish Betomen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Brisa continued with Tful Yem Shashimish. If someone who immersed himself on that day, where he was Tomei but immersed, but it wasn't Sundan, and he does that with the Beis HaMikdash, he gets Misib Deshemayim. Ask the Gemara Manolim, where do we know this from? The Tanakh within the Brisa. He says, Remez l'tful yayim, an allusion for a tful yayim, shem ava, that if it does the avoided that chil that he desecrated, and therefore gets misib deshemayim, minayim, where do we know this from? Tamalayim, because the pasuk says, amayikru kadeshim yiyu leiloi kehem, they should be holy to their God, but leichalim, they should not create a chil. Now, if this pasuk is not really telling us anything regarding a tamei that does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, because that we already know, the nafkalon, we said, we already know from the pasuk of yinazru, as we established that earlier on. So therefore, it says, Reb Simai, teneyu inin l'tful yem shishimish, and therefore we apply it to someone that's not totally tamei. He's already somewhere tar, he's allowed to eat maaser already, but he's a tful yem. If he does the avoida, where that's what the pasuk's talking about. And we see the pasuk says a terminology of chil, and therefore the yal of chil mitruma. So we're learning zeru shava of chil by truma. Malahal b'misa of kama misa, just like over there it's misa b'deshemayim. Here also regarding a tful yom that does the avoda is also going to get misa b'deshemayim. Brisa continued to bechutz b'gadim. If a kohen is not having all his kind of garments on him when he does the avoda, he's also chayv misa b'deshemayim. Minolam, where do we know this from? Amr Bavo, Amr Biyechin, it says, O Matuba, and it was brought to the base of Midrash, Mishmid Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, the name of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. The pasuk says in Shemais, "V'chagarta isim avnit, you should girdle them, the kahanim, with the belt, v'goyim etc." And it says, "V'chayislam kuna, and then they will have kuhuna." The inference is, it's through the garments that they have kuhuna, which teaches us bizman shebigdeim aleim, when their garments are on them, kuhuna asim aleim, then they have the kohanic sanctity, that status. Ein bigdeim aleim, if they don't have the garments on them, ein kuhuna asim aleim, then they don't have the kuhuna on them. Therefore, what does that mean? Babaluzam, that makes them foreigners. Valamar, and we already established before that Zar Shashimish b'misa, a non-kohen who does the avodah gets misa, so here also kohen that's mechusa b'godim is like a zar, and therefore he gets misa b'dei shemayim. The Brisa also said to mechusa kapara, if he's lacking atonement, which is even he's not tamei anymore, already immersed himself, and he's a tful yom, and moreover, even at sundown, it's not even a tful yom anymore, but still he's lacking atonement. Let's say certain types of atonement need to have a carbon brought after the whole Torah process. If he does the avodah as a mechusa kapara, he's also chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Says the Gemara Menolim, where do we know this from? Amar Rav Huni says, because Amakra, the pasuk says, Miyikra, Bechipra, Leha, Koin, B'tahera. Regarding a woman that's richly impure and she needs to have a Tara process, and moreover, she has to bring a carbon the next day. So when the Koin atones for her, then she becomes Tara. The inference is, Tahara, Mechlal Shei Tamei, the inference is that, what do you mean the Koin, it purifies her? That sounds like even though she already immersed herself and she already had sundown, and it's already the next day. But before the atonement, she was Tomei. It's only after the atonement of the carbon, and then now she's considered Tar. Oh, so Vamamara, the master already said, Tomei Shemesh B'misa. We already established before, if a kohen that's Tomei, that does the Avodah, he's Chayv Misa B'Deshemayim. So Mechutza Kapara, we just established, is considered like Tomei. And therefore, it's going to have the same aloha, like Tomei Shemesh was going to be Misa B'Deshemayim. Then the Braisa said, V'shlei Rochot Zidam Reglayim. If he didn't wash his hands and his feet before doing the Avodah, Tzchayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Says the Gemara Manolim, where do we know this from? It's like the Pasuk says in Shemais. It says, B'vayim El Oil Moed, when they come to the tent of the visiting, which is the Mishkan, Yechatsu Mayim Lo Yemusu. It says they should wash themselves with water and they will not die, which the inference is obviously, if they don't, then they will die, which is Misa B'dei Shemayim. So to the Braisa, v'shtu yayin, if they were intoxicated before they did the Avodah, when they're doing it, the Chai Mesib Deishamam, they're still like it says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra, it says, yayin v'shecher al teisht, wine and hard drink, they should not drink, b'goyim, etc. Where it says, if aloysimusin, they shouldn't die, which again, infers that if they do, they will die. Ufru Raish, if their hair is too long, that it wasn't cut in 30 days, and they do the Avodah, the Chai Mesib Deishamam, the Silik says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Raishim le'igalechu, their head, their hair, they should not totally shave off. But uferu le'ishalcha, they should not grow their hair too long, which the Gemara elsewhere learns that is a period of 30 days. Now, Ksiv Basri, it says after that, over there in Yechezkel, b'yayin le'yishtu, and they shouldn't drink wine, which iskish peru reish l'shu yayin, the Pasuk is equating those who have their hair, the kind that have their hair too long, to those who drink wine, which mashtu yayin b'misa, just like we established that those who drink wine are chayiv misa b'deishamayim, af peru reish b'misa, so to those who have their hair too long are chayiv misa b'deishamayim.